Hey, welcome to everyone on the BBS line. My name is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night call where we ask questions to strange voices through my friend, Terry. And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
That's Terry. Terry tends to go spaced out, and so we actually lost her call for just a moment. We also have a bunch of people listening in on a conference line. If you're listening on BBS, this is a simulcast. And are you guys on the conference line ready to say hello to everyone on BBS? 1, 2, 3.
Great. Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey. Now, everyone on BBS, you can, now what we've learned is you can say hello back to us because we can feel the energy. So you can, you just have to think hello. So here we go. Think hello. 1, 2, 3. Wow, that's strong. Can you guys feel it?
Yes, that was nice.
So, you know, if any of you are listening for the first time tonight, I would suggest that you don't believe anything we do and that you just have an open mind, because I'm not doing this to try to prove something. I'm doing this because for the past, 8 years, I have voices talking to me. Now, if they were just talking to me, I'd probably be an institution, because they'd say, this guy's got voices in his head. But they talk to me through my friends, and they have demonstrated the ability to do miracles, to predict newspaper headlines, and they say that, get ready for this, they created this realm. So they don't say they're God, though, in the way we normally think of God, but they do say they created this realm, and they've explained how they've done it. And Terry is one of those people who is able to be a voice for them. Now, the really cool thing about this is not only can they be a voice, not only do they say they created this realm, but if you pay close attention to the energies around you, you may feel their energy in your space, because they explain that they're a group soul. They're not just one being. They're perhaps millions of them, billions, I don't know. And they have sub-councils. And when we do these calls, they have the ability to project into the space of the people who are listening. And people who are on the conference line, you know what, I never asked this publicly, so I'll ask it.
BBS Radio.
Welcome again. This is Monday on BBS Radio, and we probably lost all our callers after this long pause. So if you're one of those people that has hung in on the line, there was technical difficulties. And let me see. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, God, I was sure that you had your mute button on. I said, where is she? She's got her mute button on. Terry, unmute yourself. You know, that's what I get for making jokes at the beginning of the call, because some trickster said, we got him, we'll make his jokes real, and screwed it all up. So, God, I hate to do this topic now with so much technical difficulties, but we'll just go ahead and do it. Are you in a comfortable place, Terry?
Yes.
Are you relaxed?
Yes.
Yes. As I was saying earlier,
record this one. Don't forget to record it.
It's been recording all the time. I started the recording, thank you, some time ago. And so it's recorded all of the us talking and nobody there. So if you're still listening on the replay line, you are a trooper. Thank you.
All callers are muted.
Hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
So our topic tonight is how do interventions occur? And of course, we have been communicating with an intelligence that says they're a group soul that's outside of time and that can move through the matrix and rearrange things, but they have a criteria. The first criteria is they honor free will, so they have to be asked. And the second criteria is they operate for the highest good of all concerned. And so we live on a planet that needs interventions, like fixing oil spills, and we have asked them and talked about that. And, you know, I'm not sure completely the extent of what is even possible, but I do know that through the calls we do, we are opening up and creating a dialogue and a flow of energy, which they say gives them more permission. But we don't have that many people on the calls. So, you know, if you have any inkling that maybe what we do is real, then please invite some people to come on the calls. I'm starting to make some really nice videos which you can use to introduce this work to people. And I hope you'll use them and pass them around. Because just in case we're right, this is a rather important thing. And in fact, they've said that it's very unusual to do this, to be putting this out publicly, holding enough protective energy. And I thank those people on the line for helping to do that. This may not make sense to you, because some of you are listening, it may sound like entertainment or the wind show, but it's really not. It's just, I'm just a front man here, and I'm learning how to coordinate the energies to create a safe spot to bring forth this group soul. And all of you who are kind of, you know, there's some of you that are like, what's this guy talking about? Some of you are curious, and some of you are like rocks. You are holding the space, and I can feel it, and they can feel it. And the people that are like rocks usually are people that have come into the calls for a while and checked it out. And this energy that I'm talking about, they have learned how to feel it right from the get-go. Because, as I said, I think I was off the air, when we do this, our group soul friends say that they explain that they can project into this realm. They are outside of time, and we are inside of time, and they can project into time. And when they project into time, one of the ways they show up is what they call love, light, energy. And that's hard to describe. It's hard to interpret. It's not the right word, but mine went blank. You know what I mean. When you explain what a word is, what the dictionary does, but when you start picking it up, you start feeling a transformation inside yourself. You feel your heart opening up. You can feel energy around you. Some people are more sensitive, and it becomes like a buzz. And we're doing it right here with a bunch of strangers all over the place. And even some of you who are listening on the replay line that are feeling the energy, even though you're not here in person. So it's kind of pretty crazy by worldly standards that this can happen, and yet it is. And this energy that we feel on the line, Terry is able to be a voice for the energy. So you get the idea? We have this energy that's being projected from beyond time, from where time starts, and they're projecting into this space. And I would say there's a number of people that have been able to create that feeling of energy in the space. Like they work with lots of people on this planet. But what's unusual is that we're working with that energy, and we're also channeling the source of the energy, who's able to explain to us how it works. That's very unusual, very rare. So you can draw your own conclusions, and we don't rehearse these shows. Terry, who is their voice, never knows what I'm going to ask. One of the things about doing this publicly is that I have learned to have confidence in Terry's channeling, and that it's always positive and it's always uplifting. And so I trust doing it. We're not doing this, how can I say it, to be entertaining. It's actually quite serious. But it could be entertaining on the side, but it's quite serious, because if we're talking about interventions, we're talking about a planet that needs interventions, and that not enough people are asking. And this is an opportunity to get people to... You can't ask if you don't know who you're asking and if you don't believe anything's there. So this is an opportunity. All my work is an opportunity to get people to look at it, to consider it, to feel the energies, and that we can make requests for help and assistance. So last time, the beginning of this topic, we were talking about weather, we were talking about water, we were talking about fire. They were saying that weather is something fairly easy to work with. And that's why Native Americans do rain dances, and that's a fairly established idea that if you do the right thing down here, you can get rain. And air, you know, we've seen winds change, and fire is harder, spreads faster, and it's hard to change the nature of it. Now, the interesting thing that we've learned is that everything is alive. Everything has a consciousness. So air has a consciousness, water has a consciousness, fire has a consciousness. And so for them to do something, they can't violate the consciousness of that particular thing. So they have to get the agreement of the consciousness. So we've had a conversation previously where we said, what do you think? Could you talk to the oil and see if you can get the oil to agree to stop doing what it's doing? Now, from their perspective, they explained that the oil, and we're talking, of course, about the oil in the Gulf of Mexico, the oil is under huge pressure, and that, keep in mind, it's got a consciousness, and it's been under this pressure, and it loves releasing itself. It's like, you know, someone that's been pent up and suddenly gets some open air. So it's not anxious to cooperate in not releasing itself. Now, is this the way it works? I'm not going to tell you it's true. I'm just telling you that's what they said. And so we're going to do an invocation, bring them in, and ask them some questions about intervention. And before we do, I have to make sure Terry's mute button is off. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Very good. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround, protect, contact everyone on this line, everyone on the internet, and everyone listening to the replay. And we take any negativity and release it to the higher realms of light for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the positive center of the universe through the galaxies, through the planets, through the solar system, through the energies of the Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group of consciousness and a blending of all the energies of us present. And we invite our sources, if you're on the phone or if you're out in the internet listening, shut your eyes, put your feet on the ground. If you want to feel the energies, please be in a quiet place. Usually you'll feel them coming in from the top of your head. And you can just hypothesize, if you're feeling that energy, that the voice you're going to hear is the energy you're feeling. Just try that on for size. We invite our sources to say hello to us.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra on June 14, 2010. We need, in repeating the date, to get the date from your area, as we do not really think in specific time lapses. We are happy to be with you, and we ask, we give thanks for Win 3, and we ask if you have questions.
Thank you so much. And we give thanks for you and for you being here. And our topic tonight is interventions and the collaborative connection between the higher realms and the Earth. And could you just give a little overview review before I ask questions about that particular topic?
Yes. We are available to assist and to work with your realm or anyone with an intention to achieve something or to make a change. However, we, in this potential intervention, have to take everything into consideration, the highest good, and all participants that would be involved in the change. For instance, in the Gulf oil situation, one thing that no one is taking into consideration is the consciousness of the oil. The main consideration is to tend the oil back up behind its barrier and to stop it gushing into the Gulf. We review in taking an intervention into account all aspects of the intervention and all of the highest good for all of the participants involved. When something is of a lower frequency and has minerals in it that have been in stasis or not moving, it is harder to get movement, or to, if once movement is achieved after a long time, it is harder to bring it back to stasis. If you have weather, weather is in motion, it is more liquid, it is more free, and it is easier to work with. Human bodies are harder to work with in that there are fixed structures within the body, and it is harder to get it into movement to change. When someone has been in an accident, it is, and they have been able to move, it is harder after a period of time when the change has become a reality in their mind to make the change. However, in the first 24 hours after an accident, it is easier to bring the body back to its original position. We have great powers to make changes, to make molecular changes, to erase certain things or to change the course of events. It is easier to change the course of events in the beginning stages before the pathway has gotten set and has begun to manifest strongly. It is easier to change the direction of something when it is headed into it as a beginning. As it gets more fixed and there is more and more agreement within the manifest universe, then it is harder to change because there are many agreements. One of the difficulties with changing the course of the oil spill at this time is the number of people that have been affected in the universe. It has become a reality and they have become discouraged as they lose their jobs and find themselves with an idle boat or with no one coming to the restaurant or the hotel. With the Gulf oil spill, the easiest way to start to make a change is to envision within each and every individual's mind the Gulf becoming back and the marshes coming back to a pristine, clear position. And when one holds that vision, then the participants and all of the factors will readjust in their own way, in their own time, to, and the oil is the stubborn participant here. However, there are technological advances that are not being considered that could encourage the change back to a pristine condition. For instance, the use of ancient microbes to be spread over the marshes with a combination of oxygen that would begin to eat up the oil and convert it back into elements and back into harmonious ingredients within the marshes that would reestablish pristine conditions. position. This is a good place to start when one is wanting to change. Although one does not have the particulars of how to get there, to just envision in one's mind how one wants something to be, to the outcome, and the whole scene, all the participants begin to move into the new position, and it can take courses which many have never thought of. And it is like lighting up solutions which could work and putting the love light emphasis on those particular solutions as the whole scene begins to reorient towards what one is envisioning. We do have ability when we move outside of the manifest universe and outside of time to change whole tracks or to disappear tracks. These are not the areas that we wish to deal with when we work with manifest reality, as we take manifest reality into account. Do you have further questions?
I do. We always talk about, this is something I've been meaning to ask, we always talk about free will and for the highest good of all concerned. And yet,
yes,
we know there are negative forces that don't honor free will and don't honor the highest good of all concerned, and they trap energy. How is it that you can let them do, if we ask you to stop that, that you don't have the ability, I don't know if you have or not, but normally it said you don't do that, even though we have forces that are enslaving consciousness.
It depends upon the intentions and the number of people asking, the number of light workers that are putting forth energy to resolve something, so that all of the participants have free will. And one who is negative and expressing great negative power has the freedom to use those means. However, when one is using those means, we do not add to his power, but we do add our intention behind the intention of individuals who have been affected by the power to be able to move the outcome away from the negative influence. Negatively influenced people are moving through an area where they are getting growth and exploring other solutions, negative solutions. We have to take those individuals into consideration, and one must remember that the people that they are affecting often go into an agreement to be the victim. And the prayers of such people do not have this strength, since they're in agreement that they are depressed and they are under pressure to succumb, and they are under pressure to fail, and their agreement to that adds to the power of the one who is the negative influencer. Would the individual change their tune, they would have a different impact. The individuals, as they put forth their victimization, add to the prayer of victims and victimization and to that outcome, and it is their free will choice to work through this and learn the growth of going through being the victim, and we allow them the free will as they are a part of all that is and a part of God and a part of the Creator to create this in conjunction with a negative power. And through this, they will have experience in both sides of the coin. Often the victims have been victimizers in the past, and it is the other side of their karma that they are experiencing in being the victim in through this full panoply play out of all the factors. Then energies are restored, and eventually the victim may walk out of the other side a better person, and the victimizer, who then may also then in the future become a victim, may gain experience of what it is like to be the victim, and as such may move through this period of growth within his own soul body.
Thank you. There are so many questions, and we only have 4 minutes. This is such an important topic, and we were like 15 minutes late getting into it. But one of the questions is that in reading the raw material from Carla Rucker, one of the things that was explained is that each planetary system, or logos, as they would call it, would create its own rules. In other words, what we are experiencing on Earth would have a connection with the rules of engagement that Earth decided on, and perhaps the other planets in the solar system. And that there were times historically when the rules of engagement of a particular planet were very easy. There was lots of love. There was lots of flow, easiness to it. And the surprising thing that was said in the Carla Rucker material was on that particular circumstance, the evolution of the beings on that planet was extraordinarily slow because things were just so comfortable. And it took, I forget how long, millions and millions of years, whatever, slow. And that through creating the catalytic connection between positive and negative, which is what we have on our planet, see, it creates the motivation, the movement for growth and for coming up to the surface. That's the question. And probably we have 2 minutes. Well, probably we can take about 4 minutes for the answer to that. And any comments? Thank you.
Sometimes when the situation is more desperate, then the solutions are thought of. However, for instance, in your film, if the harmoniousness went on and there was no difficulty, then it would take away potential of finding other solutions which would be of a great advancement to mankind. So sometimes difficulties elicit the creativity of the individual, and the growth and change can, and change usually is because of a different path, a different direction taken based upon some difficulty or some new direction someone has wanted to go, which brings a difficult new beginning in direction, then it makes a fuller realm of experience for the soul body, in which the soul body can then address more situations and can then handle more difficult situations and eventually bring more harmonious context, communication, and understanding, and is not then like a green and experienced person that can get into trouble easily but can move through difficult situations. And it is the understanding of how things work, and they are similar from logos to logos, although expressed in different ways. Earth is more difficult in that it had a more difficult past, and the past then recreates itself as you move into similar star circumstances in star positions, as we are doing in the Earth plane now, then the similar patterns that Earth has experienced and troubles that Earth has experienced come up, and are, as they are coming up in the coming months, and make a bleed through from past to current time, and the difficulties may be worked out. We realize the time is over and suggest you bring this topic up again.
Thank you so much. Next time we bring it up, we're going to ask. I wanted to ask it tonight, but we're going to ask, how about the interventions in history? How about the parting of the Red Sea? How about the plagues in Egypt? Were these guys involved? How about when Jesus walked on water? How did those things occur? Did they happen? And was there kind of intervention? And they may not want to answer, but we'll bring it up and we will find out. This is Winfrey. This is our Monday night conference call. I hope there's somebody still listening after all our screw-ups on the air. I think I'll remix this so that when it's on the playback, we'll take out that middle spot. And on that note, we wish everyone good night.
Press 1 to stop recording this conference. This conference is no longer being recorded.